You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What did you do last night? Anything fun? No?
You're putting me on the spot here. No. Yesterday was just kind of a busy...
Did you crock pot it?
Little to-do list day. No, we didn't even do...
Fish sticks?
Did we have... Oh, I made pork chops on the grill last night. I had some pork chops that needed to be eaten up. Costco pork chops, which are the most thick pork chops on the face of this planet. I had to cut them in half to even grill them. They're so thick.
Are you a fan of the thick pork chop?
No, I cut them in half. I had to cut them in half to grill them. So, so nothing too exciting. Just a lot of work. And Nick Nack and I had a little time together yesterday. We hit the gym for about an hour, and she scampered back to get the rest of her work done. So that was nice.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. You guys get to work out together.
First time in a long time. Yeah, it was really nice.
That's really cool.
I kept making eyes at her. She was on the treadmill. I kept giving her.
I was just going to ask you that. It's googly like, eyes. Do you like kind of flirt with her when you're at the gym?
Yeah, I kind of made it a little awkward because I went up to her while she was on the treadmill and there was a guy next to her and I just started acting like I was flirting with her. I was like, hey, are you new here? And I've never seen you here before. And wow, how long are you going to be on this machine? You know,
it's always fun to do. Sometimes I will drop Gretchen off if we're going out for like a Friday afternoon happy hour thing at like 4 o'clock or something. And sometimes I'll pull up and I can see the place is getting busy and I'll let her hop out to go get us a couple seats at the bar. Because we are bar people, not table people.
Sure.
And I will drop her off and then I'll go find a park. And then when I walk in, we will play that game sometimes where I will act like I am like just some perv in there trying to pick up, you know,
You're pretty blonde.
And the bartender's always looking like,
hey. Yeah, I did my shtick yesterday, and the guy was obviously, like, looking over and listening, you know, on the treadmill next to her, and then I slapped her butt and walked away after I was done, like, teasing
her. That's perfect.
Cheers to you. He was like,
Perfect. So I want to also talk about you and Nicole for a moment. It was, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago, I wrote a travel article for Yahoo Travel, and it was called Go It Alone. And the whole concept of the article was about traveling solo. Even if you're in a relationship, even if you're married, it was about traveling solo. And it was so funny, the pushback that I got from so many people. Like, oh, I could never do that. Oh, I will never travel alone. And you've told me, because I've tried convincing you and Nicole to do solo travel. You're like, no, we're not going to do that. We love being together. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, we're not at that point yet.
You know what? There's some validity to what you just said, because there's an article out now from the Wall Street Journal, and they're talking about how the trick to a really good marriage is to actually occasionally vacation without your partner. And they go into this whole thing about, let me expand on a little bit about, yes, you can love someone dearly. Yes, you love being with them. Yes, they're the love of your life, blah, 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 blah. However, it's pretty rare for two people to have 100% likes and dislikes, especially when it comes to travel and places they want to see and things they want to do. So the idea behind this article is that more and more people are finally realizing, hey, just because we travel occasionally without each other doesn't mean we don't love each other. And they are finding that the older you get, Jer, the trend really starts to pick up.
Really,
and
yeah.
Here's what's really interesting, because the number one bit of blowback I got was from women who said, oh, it's real easy for you to say that because you're a guy. Women can't travel alone. Well, au contraire there, travel bug. According to this story, the number one demographic that is doing this are women. It's not men. Hmm. It's women. The men are staying home. And the women are like, screw you, I want to go see such and such. And so women pack their bags and off they go on their trips.
That's great.
And this story could not make me happy.
Look at that. Yeah, you're definitely a big fan of this. You've been touting this for years and years and years.
I think it's cool.
Years.
So let me ask you something. You say you and Nicole won't do this. Now, hypothetically,
well, not yet.
Did.
Like you said, we're still very happy with each other.
But there's nobody in this article who's unhappy with each other.
I feel like at that point, if they're older and everything, you're just kind of like, I need a break. I need to get away for a little bit. Was this written by like a travel company or like a travel firm?
Well, it was the Wall Street Journal.
Trying to sell more tickets? Or I was just curious.
No. It's a survey of people.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, you can still love each other dearly. But here's the hypothetical. If you went on solo trips, what would yours be and what would Nicole's be?
What would mine be? Oh, my God. That's a good question.
And I know Nicole is listening. Nicole, you can
that.
Text me, too. I want to know what Nicole's solo trip would be where she would not
take
Jeremy.
I don't even know, because I can't even comprehend not taking
her. Well, you want to go
see, I can't play this game.
The Henry Ford Museum thing.
Yes, I would like to go see the F-150 factory and all that. But, you know, that was on our list to do this last summer. We just didn't make it, and she was gung-ho. She wanted to go do that. I mean, my next biggie would be Iceland.
There's nothing on this planet that you want to do that she doesn't want to do. I find that weird. Nothing.
Again, like
everything Nicole wants to do, you want to
do.
I
feel bad at times because I feel like, you know, we have such a great relationship that I hate talking about it sometimes because people are in these relationships that are not great and they're not healthy. Whereas we want to have every experience together as a shared experience. We are in the mindset of you only get a certain amount of time with each other on this planet. And we love our time together, and we want to have these trips together. And, you know, marriage is compromise. So there have been years where we got to go out and see your dad, you know, in Mesquite and her other family in Iowa. But then the next year she's like, you pick where we will go, you know, where this year is, I think, my year. And I want to go hang out in Tennessee this year. And she's like, let's go. Let's do it. So we kind of do like a back and forth ping pong thing with our trips.
Hmm.
And I just say
I don't know why
we're happy together.
I don't know why I keep trying.
And to me, vacations together, like, and we're in a totally different part of our life than you.
Dude, I love you, and I love Nicole. I find it hilarious that if you go do something with the other one, you interpret that as we don't love each other.
No, I didn't say that at all. I just love sharing the experiences with her, and we love having the memories together at those places. And I would argue that vacations are times to rekindle your romance and be alone together and have romantic time.
They're not saying all vacations separate.
No, I get that either. I get that too.
That's another miscommunication.
No, I understand that.
All vacations.
I get that.
Occasionally.
But the gist of the article was going separate to rekindle your love and you know, for each other. Because you have your alone time.
No, that's not what
the article
was about.
And then you come back and then you appreciate each other. That's a lot of these articles. They say you go travel alone and then you come back and you appreciate your partner and you miss them and you rekindle.
Well, maybe there are some. This one is all about how people have different interests. And just because you love someone doesn't mean you can't enjoy something without them. Here's Kathy who wrote in. She goes, I'm in a Facebook group called Solo Travel in Style, and it's women over 50.
Look at that.
A worldwide group of women supporting other women to travel solo, and I love it.
And I'm for that, too. Like, I'm not against this. It's just me, personally, my relationship, me and my wife. This is not what we want to do right now.
Okay, well, we'll count you out of this.
Trish
says, I'm 39. I've traveled by myself to see my best friend who lives in South Carolina. My husband had a good weekend on his own, too.
Look at that.
He was able to do things he might not usually do if I'm around. Yeah, but see, there again, it's a woman who's traveling solo and the dude is staying home.
Yeah.
Which is what this story is saying more and more is what's happening. I think what we're finding is that more and more dudes are total sticks in the mud.
That's why I'm wondering if these are dud dudes that are just boring and don't want to go anywhere.
Sounds like a lot of them, Jer.
Is why these ladies are like, screw you, I'm going to go out and do my own thing.
Yeah.
Which and I am 100% for. If you're with a lame guy, go do your own damn thing.
Yeah, so many women have like hitched their wagon to a guy who, when they're, you know, young, they seem so adventurous. And then women spend a few years with them, and the guy's like, I don't want to go anywhere. I'm going to stay home. I'm going to sit on the couch.
Fine, get your girlfriends together, form a Facebook group, and get the hell out of town.
Yeah,
Screw those guys.
It by yourself. Do it by yourself. I think I love this, and I love to see this trend picking up so more and more people are experiencing solo travel.
There you go.
Super cool.